podcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 20 with verses 21 and 22. There is a person whose poverty prevents him from sinning, but when he takes his rest, he has no regrets. There is a person who is destroyed through shame and ruined by foolish posturing. I wanted to take some time to share with you my thoughts on a topic that weighs heavy on my heart: the connection between poverty and sin, trauma and shame. It is often said that poverty can prevent a person from sinning, and I believe there is truth to this statement. When one is struggling to make ends meet, to put food on the table, and to keep a roof over their head, their focus is on survival and basic needs. In these moments of desperation, there is little room for engaging in sinful behavior. The struggle to survive can be all-consuming, leaving little time or energy for anything else. Furthermore, when a person is faced with the harsh reality of poverty, they are often humbled by their circumstances. They are forced to confront their own vulnerability and dependence on others for help. This humility can serve as a powerful deterrent against sinful actions, as it reminds them of their own limitations and need for grace. On the other hand, when a person is not facing the same struggles and challenges of poverty, they may be more prone to sin. They may become prideful, indulging in selfish and destructive behaviors without considering the consequences. This sense of entitlement and arrogance can lead to sinful actions that cause harm to themselves and others. I also wanted to touch on the topic of shame and trauma, and the struggles to survive after such a dreadful involvement, particularly in relation to the experiences of being raped. It is a horrific and traumatic event that can leave lasting scars on a person's soul. In the aftermath of such violation, it is understandable that one may feel overwhelmed by shame and fear, resulting in excessive sin and foolishness to escape the feelings of hopelessness and despair. However, it is important to remember that no matter what we have endured, we are never alone. God is always with us, ready to offer us comfort, healing, and forgiveness. It is in times of darkness and despair that we must turn to Him for strength and guidance. He is our refuge and our salvation, and He will never abandon us in our time of need. I pray that you find peace and solace in the midst of your struggles, and that you are able to turn to God for the healing and redemption that you seek. Remember that you are loved, cherished, and valued in the eyes of the Lord, and that His mercy knows no bounds. Shame has no fault in the eyes of Jesus Christ. You are forgiven. Whatever was hidden has come to the surface of salvation, and the release you will feel and live will allow you to be an example of Him who saved the world. Yes, you become the eyes of salvation, and wanting nothing more than others to know what it means to live heaven on earth and life eternal. Yes, this has been my struggle early on, for it was an experience of never wanting to tell or describe as something I would want to ever disclose to a soul. When a man experiences this by another man, thoughts of shame riddle your existence. Every question you can ever imagine comes to mind. Why me? Why couldn't I protect myself? Why did evil happen to me? These questions are ones that we never wanted to ask, let alone acknowledge as even occurring in our life. Sometimes death is wanted more than this public admission, but God has other plans for the surrendered soul of salvation when suicide has failed, as it failed in me. I am forgiven as I forgive. Are you? Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, guided by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 20. Our practice today is in verses 21 and 22, one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Shame Destroys Some, Private, Publicly. Sinning person prevented by poverty, regrets none when rest taken. Shame destroys some private publicly, posturing the foolish, ruined, not mistaken. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 2nd, 2024. Recording this morning at 6:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up a little later this morning. Taking a little more time working on things that mean a lot to my heart and continues to guide me each and every day of the Lord's salvation, what it means to live life eternal here on earth. Heaven on earth is what we describe to those who go through those lonely times of frustration, and what it means so much that you can't seem to tell anyone, but to turn to the Lord. And find solace there. Turn to your pastor. Turn to your deacon. Turn to person of faith. And sit down and trust them. And let them help in you find more joy in sharing salvation than you do in any other thing in your life. There is where you really are forgiven. You're able to forgive and move on with life. You'll never forget the things of trauma. They ride with your soul every day, but they are a part of who you can be in Jesus Christ to show that you overcome all of these things in truth. Amen. So those in poverty, we understand your needs and the reason why you do not sin as one may think you would. And those who have shame that they regret, that or overcome, you are not alone in your struggles. You may find solace in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's close today at 9:03 in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. May God bless us in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. You are forgiven. Amen.